Immigrants live with their feet in two worlds. They're pulled back in tradition and are exploring American culture. Today's Dayton Youth Radio story touches down in both worlds. Here's project coordinator Basim Blund.
There's a large Turkish refugee community in Dayton. Some were exiled from Russia several years ago. For today's youth radio producer, balancing the old traditions with the new is doable. Until one family, a big one, showed up for tea.
My name is Miriam. I am 17 years old. I go to Steyr School for the Arts. I was born in Russia, raised in the U.S. Many immigrant families know how difficult it is to grow up in America. I had a tough time learning English because I spoke Turkish fluently. When I have to translate for a family member or even my parents, some words just don't translate right, and my mom always gets mad at me and says, "You're the one who goes to school and yet you can't even translate." One of the things I dislike about my culture is young marriage. My great-grandma got married when she was only 13 years old. In my culture and in many other cultures, the family of the guy comes over to the girl's house to see how respectful the girl is and what her attitude and personality is like. But when many of my family comes to have dinner and tea, my aunts always start up a conversation about me getting married and how my time has come because I'm graduating. She would start off by asking me when I'm getting married in a joking way, but then she would have a serious conversation with my mom. Now, my parents are different, and they're all about me going to college and getting my education before I get married, but some Turkish families aren't. When I was 15, one day we had guests over. I have never met them before, and literally the whole family came. There was a mom with two kids, a son that was a couple years older than me, and a daughter that was about my age. There was also the grandma of the family. She was the elder. I can't be rude to them because we have to show respect to older people in general. We all ate and had conversations, and when the evening was over, the grandma had asked me to help her put her shoes on. She was pretty old and had on a floral dress. She also had on a headscarf. She gave me a hug and whispered into my ear that they were going to come back to ask for my hand in marriage from my family. At first, I was shocked and a little scared. I'm only 15, I thought to myself. But my dad was right behind us and heard the whole thing. My mom had no idea until I told her, and my dad thought it was just funny. There is a big community, a big Turkish community in Dayton, and I feel like a lot of the young girls there have been through something similar. I think it pressures girls into getting married early because they think that if they don't, then they'll never get the chance to. I'm not going to get married young. I'm going to graduate soon and go to college. I feel like we should be able to live our lives and get our education and then decide when we want to take that big step into marriage. I want to let those girls know that there is an opportunity to live your life the way you want to. Girls shouldn't be forced to marry no matter where they live. This is Miriam Mustalova for Dayton Youth Radio.
That's No Country for Teenage Brides. Written and produced by Miriam Mustalova, a senior at Steyr School for the Arts. Special thanks to Leslie Rogers and Eva Max Studis. To hear more stories, visit WYSO.org or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.